Oh, no way, everybody. It's Jason Ellis. I'm going on tour. I'm doing a comedy tour. Who wants to see me tell jokes? Hey, Tulsa and Appleton, Wisconsin and Louisville. I don't even think I've been to Louisville, but I'm coming to Louisville. And I'm going to be in L.A. Wait, I'm always in L.A. But I'm doing jokes there, too. Everybody, go to thejasonellis.com. Check out the dates of when I'm coming to your town to tell jokes to your face. Come on. Everybody has to go. You better go. If you leave that, if I do jokes and nobody, and you go, oh man, I didn't know that you were going to be in Tacoma. Well, wake up, Tacoma, because I'm coming all over you. Whoops.
Like, they try to ban the flavored ones.
Yeah.
Fucking California. Like,
yeah.
Right when I quit smoking weed, before I quit, they were like, they're banning flavored blunt papers. And because I was such a f***ing addict, I went to the weed store and bought all the different flavors.
Well, that's smart. I would say that was a smart.
Looking back, for a second there, I thought I was. But then when I just had all the, I don't even smoke blunts. Like, I was like, yeah. Well, I'm ready. You know, when you ban it. And then, like, I think, like, a month later, I saw them, like, in there again. I go, I thought they were banned. He's like, yeah, I guess they just, like, let it go. And I'm like, man, I have, like, 50 of these things.
Smart sales tactic. Yeah.
My balls is totally moving. New and improving. Knocked down, we get back.
Get it in. Get it in. Stacia Patwell, welcome to the show.
Thanks, man. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. I've only just discovered you. You're a big hit. Everybody loves
you. Some people. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You get ladies fit. I'm kind of a lady.
You're close enough.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like out of all my guy friends, I'm more of a lady than they are.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Well, hopefully. So far, it's...
You're also very manly. I think you're just in touch with your feminine energy, which actually means you're more evolved.
Yeah, I like you.
How
we're hitting
that?
It off already.
How
hell
about
yeah.
That?
Yes, I've evolved. Like a... I don't know. I was going to say like
a fine wine.
That's a terrible one. Yeah. So, you're an addict, huh?
I am.
That's pretty cool. Me too.
Thank
Small
you
world.
So much. Jeff, thank you. It's my greatest accomplishment.
How's that going?
Well, honestly, if you want to get real like deep about it, it kind of is my greatest accomplishment.
Because you turned it around and turned it into a hell of a positive.
Yeah, because you gotta go down to get up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think if I had ended up a train wreck in Alcoholics Anonymous, I don't think I ever would have been forced to find any sort of like spiritual life.
Me too.
You know, I would have just been like a good girl, you know, and instead it forced me to like, not swearing, change.
You actually can't. Thank you for doing that. Yeah, just give it 10 minutes and then let it rip.
Okay, perfect. So, you know, I used to hear people say in Alcoholics Anonymous, like the older people who had been sober a long time when I first went, like, I'm so grateful to be an alcoholic. And I'd be like, shut the
up.
Like, what are you talking about?
I know.
And now I'm like, oh, I see what they mean.
Yeah.
You know, I used to be so ashamed of my past. Like, God, what a This is about the best I've ever done.
You're 1,000 times better than any guest that's ever been on the show in history. You caught every single one of them. No one catches any of them. And they just go, oh, really? What's the problem? I'm like, dude, YouTube! You know you're on it, right? Like, it's just, don't do it. Not yet.
Yeah.
That's how you have to do it.
Yeah, well, you know, I used to have so much shame about, like, my entire life,
Yeah, me too.
And now I'm like, oh, it just actually gave me the tools to be the coolest, best version of myself. Yep. And so actually it's a blessing.
Yep.
So now I understand what all the, like, the old people were saying.
I feel like it helps to have done everything wrong and to be in some pretty ugly shoes because you have more of an understanding of what it's like for other people.
Well, yeah, exactly. I feel like, okay, it's great that I was a suicidal alcoholic, overweight, just a
disaster. You were overweight?
Yeah, I was like 30 pounds overweight.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's like, now I can help people who are in the pits of hell.
You know? You're helping a lot of people.
I'm trying.
A bunch of people that I know, that I follow, are all raving about you. And I was like, wait, who is this chick? And I'm like, okay. And then I'm like, wait, you're an addict? And you turn it around. I'm like, okay, I'm a fan.
Hell yeah.
I'm into that. Because I feel like since I got sober, I wanted to lift weights, but I always had this thing from fighting. If I get too big, you lose your fluidity in your punches and stuff, and you gas out quicker. Mm-hmm. Like my favorite thing to do in the gym was beat up muscly guys.
Yeah.
Because in layman's terms, you think, people are like, man, you're going to spar that guy? And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to spar that guy.
Yeah.
And they're like, he's giant. And I'm like, yeah. That's cheat. Like, for me, it's cheating.
Yeah.
Because I can see his punches because his muscles show me when they're coming. And then after about 10 of them, he can't throw them anymore. And then I just beat the shit out of him. I already did it.
Do you still fight? For funsies?
Yeah. Not hard like I used to. I go every Tuesday. Not every Tuesday, but a lot of Tuesday nights I go to my coach's gym. And there's like a lot of younger people that are kind of beginners.
Yeah.
And I help them learn how to fight. And then if they're a little bit better, then I'll crack them a little bit, but not too bad.
Yeah. That's cool.
But that's the joy. That's like the highlight of my week. So that and doing stand-up that actually works. But if somebody's, because everyone's younger than me, I'm old, especially for being a boxer. And they're, men, especially men, they're very confident that they can fight.
Yeah.
And they're, weightlifting guys are like, oh, how hard do you want to go? And I'm like, dude, as hard as you want, all right?
Yeah.
And then after a few minutes, they're like, oh, wow. And I'm like, yeah.
Still got it.
There's like a learning process in everything. I don't know if you know this, but guys don't think that fighting involves a learning skill. Process.
Yeah.
A skill.
Yeah.
Let me sing your song. And I'm like, I've been singing this song for 15 years. Well, how come I can't do it like that? It's because you've been doing it for 3 months. Yeah. That's kind of how that goes. Yeah. But for some weird reason, dudes in boxing they just think that I'm going to be good. And then I
think dudes in general are just overconfident.
Yeah. Because I find girls learn quicker.
Yeah, we're a little more humble.
Yeah, they're like, how do you do it?
Yeah, we want to get it right. We want to learn how to do it correctly.
It's easier to teach girls, I feel like, because it's like, do it like this. And they go, yeah. And I go, yeah, like that.
Yeah, I don't deal with men.
So I noticed that. So
You
have trained men in the past.
I have, yeah,
but
yeah.
But now you have your thing.
Dude, I'm all about the women. I'm all about it. And
it's your team.
For the uninitiated, can you break down in simple terms school of thought?
Yeah. So I have an online fitness business for women, and it's very much focused on mindset and accountability. And I teach live classes on Zoom 4 times a week, which started the first week of quarantine.
Right. Good idea.
I was also a stand-up comedian in the past, and I was a waitress for like 20 years. And I got my I had taught spin and was into fitness, and then got my personal training certificate like 6 months before COVID. And then when quarantine happened, I was, I don't want to get fat now. Like, what the fuck? Like,
you're right.
I was on such a good streak, you know?
You're good.
So I was like, and then I was on the phone with Lara Bites, you know Lara Bites, and Nicole Amy Schreiber. And I was like, okay. And they were kind of saying like, oh, maybe we should do. And I was like, okay, maybe I'll lead us in just some exercises online. Like, it's so lame, but whatever. I'll just do it on Zoom and just be like a couple of us.
Yeah.
And then I opened my mouth and like told a bunch of comedian girlfriends, like, okay, I'm going to teach this class on Zoom. It's going to be so lame, whatever, but just come. We have nothing to
comedians,
do.
Comedians, the lifestyle, very difficult to be a fit person.
It's a nightmare.
Yeah.
It's a nightmare. I've, a vampire.
Just started going on the road and it's like,
oh, wow.
Do you want meat or do you want cheese with your bread or do you want bread with your cheese? And I'm man.
Yeah, it's so hard.
Yeah.
So the next day I taught a Zoom class and there were like 25 girls that came and it was like so fun. And, you know, we were just excited to see each other because we were like, what is fucking happening right now? Sorry again. And then I was like, well, I guess I'll teach again tomorrow because we don't have anything to do.
Yeah.
And I just taught like that every day, just donations. Sometimes people would Venmo me like $5. Sometimes they Venmo me $20, whatever. And I was like, whatever, I'm on unemployment. Let's just do this. Who cares? And it was just like in my teeny little studio apartment, like at the foot of my bed, like literally the space of a yoga mat. Like that's all I had. And then like a year went by and Lara Bites, a bunch of people started losing weight and getting in shape. And I
saw the before and after of her. I was unaware because I've only known her for like half a year or so. Yeah. So I was like, whoa, you like shrunk.
Yeah. So like, really? I just kept teaching and then people's bodies started changing a lot. And
you giving them diet advice?
I wasn't at the time, but now I have a program where we do that. Okay. Yeah. And so then she went on Rogan and shared about my class, which like was just kind of starting to be more of a business, but not really. And then it turned into a business. And
that worked out.
Yeah.
Right. When you were ready to make it a business, everybody came to you.
And so now I have an 8-week accountability program called Thought Certification.
What's it called again?
Thought Certification. So it's School of Thought.
School of Thought. That's what it is.
T-H-O-T.
Not thought like you used to think.
No, like that hoe over there. Or that hardworking woman over there.
That's always what I assumed it was.
Yeah. So School of Thought, now I have an 8-week program and we do diet, we do my workouts, they walk 10,000 steps a day, they drink a gallon of water a day, and then they're in little accountability groups with 5 other women. And we literally like hold your hand every day. Now it's just turned into this like awesome community. And it's awesome. And it's...
I don't want to sound uneducated in front of a pretty lady, but I'm unaware of like THOT.
No, that's normal. Most people don't know what it means.
Okay, good. But still, I am uneducated. What's that one mean?
That hoe over there.
Oh.
It's like songs.
It's like just a pop culture reference.
Like
just,
Bay.
Oh, I'm not uneducated. I'm just not cool.
Yeah, you're not sufficiently lit, I guess.
I think I'm okay with that.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah.
So I'm curious, you talk about accountability and mindset. Mm-hmm. It's such a dumb question, but it still obviously needs to be asked. Like, I've been fit, like everybody, I've been fit and I've been unfit. Yeah. And you feel so good and it feels so easy when you're doing it and then you fall off. Like,
because you're human.
At the end of the day, why is it so hard for us to follow through on doing the things that... Because like some people are like, I want to get fit, but they don't... if they could take a pill. But like, I really want to, and still so much of the time I'm not.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Because it's hard and it's uncomfortable and it's easy to get stuck doing what you've been doing and it's easy to be in self-pity and it's easy to choose the easier way. Of course, like we're humans, you know?
And the world is, like food-wise, it's really hard to eat good. Like, you've got to make, it's more, to me, it's more of an effort than working out.
Well, yeah, because we're not supposed to be seeing just, like, fat and sugar everywhere we turn. Yeah. You know what I mean? We're not designed to be that, like, open to it. So I think, you know, like, I think really any fitness and diet program works if you do it. You know what I mean? It's not rocket science. It's like, work out, eat right. Okay, we all know it works. I don't have, like, some secret, you know? But... the accountability, you know, we're pack animals. Like, we're supposed to depend on each other. We're supposed to help each other. And I think, like, it now in society, it's like, independent, do it all yourself. Live in a little box by yourself. Drive in a car by yourself. And it's like, that's not how we were meant to live. We were meant to be together and help each other. And when you have a bunch of women who are doing it with you, and especially for women, like, a lot of us it's hard for us to support and be supported by women. Like, we've been so taught to, like, be in competition with other women. And I think it's really, like, helpful and meaningful for women to be with other women doing the same thing and, like, practice supporting each other. And that, to me, now is, like, the coolest part of the program.
Yeah.
Is that it's, like, it's women supporting women, and it's powerful, and it's like a bunch of witches, you know?
Yeah, sorry.
Witch, I know, no, you're a little sensitive about the witches. Word witches. I know. I watched that podcast.
Witches like me.
Yeah.
We know, I like witches.
I mean,
witches.
A trigger, you know?
Yeah. We know what you all do when we're not watching.
Yeah.
Yeah, you put spells on me.
How many spells do you have on you right now?
Well, I recently saw a person that... Hey! Shut up, idiots! Those are my dogs. Don't worry about it. They don't know. They don't understand that. They know the tone. I could say, "Hey, you guys are so cool. I love you," and they would be like, "I get it." Like, I should probably turn it into that, actually. But yeah, what did I? Who did I see?
Her name is Karen Chong, and she does IFC,
like,
frequency healing.
Ooh,
I got frequency healed.
Cool.
And a guy like me would be calling some bullshit on that.
Yeah.
But when you're desperate times. Yeah, because I ran from everything by using drugs and sex and whatever I could get, and now I got divorced, so I don't have a wife. I live in this house by myself.
Like, congratulations!
I would really like to run, you know, from the fact of that's what is happening, but instead I went completely sober. And I'm like, man, I want to live in a dark hole and just die in there. But I'm like, I got to get out. Yeah. I got to do everything I can. And I know cold plunge, creatine, and I stretch, and I, you know, it's not one thing, but if I put them all in there, it helps. They all help. And I was like, I don't know about this thing. It was actually a fan that DM'd me on Instagram that said, you should try this. It changed my friend's life. And I was like, yeah, I'll try anything.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's a phone call. And I'm like, a phone call? And it's not even like a FaceTime. I'm like, I don't even see the person. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, I'll do it.
Yeah.
But then they were talking, you know, they said, they don't get weird about the wording. It's just like, I sense that you have a demon in you. And I was like,
oh, yeah. Hell yeah. You're like, I got a couple.
I was like, yeah, that adds up, you know. And then they were like,
saying, don't get weird, but I Googled you.
Totally. Yeah, because I was like, wait a minute. You know,
this is low-hanging fruit.
That was an easy thing to say.
Yeah.
But they released it. And
demon's gone?
There's remnants.
Yeah.
It wants to linger, but now that I know what it is, it's kind of like when I started talking to God. I'm like, God doesn't talk back. Mm. I need someone to go, Jason, you know, like, don't do that. You know, but they never say that. But then I actually got knocked out skateboarding like a couple months ago, and when I woke up, I heard a voice clearly say, kill yourself.
Hmm.
And I was like, harsh. Like, no, you know? And
rude.
It was like, no, seriously, kill yourself. And I was like, seriously, go fuck yourself. No.
Yeah.
And it kept echoing. I was driving home, so like 2.5 hours home, and I kept hearing it. And I was like, wow. Because I've been knocked out a lot, and I know when I get knocked out that there's like a depression that wants to happen. And I was like, this is my, you know, hitting my head, and I got depression, and the voice is me telling me the worst thing that I can hear. But ever since I heard that voice, clearly, when I hear a positive thing that I say to myself, to me, that's God.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I take it. I don't care what anybody else thinks or their opinion of it. Doesn't mean anything to me. I just hear very clearly, you should definitely get up and go do that. It's going to help. And if I think that was a positive thing to say, yeah, I'll do that. And then it's what you know, the ones where it's like you should go, you know, bone that witch that you don't really like. And I'm like, I know you. No, I will not. So I figured them out. So I now know who's who.
Yeah.
But since that lady did that, there's like a vision. I just keep seeing my ex with her boyfriend, and I go, why? What I'm happy for them. It's like, no, you're not. Think about it. I'm like, I don't want to think about it. I want to live my life. Like, it's my time. Like, I'm free. She's free. Stop doing that.
and it would just play over and over again. That's like part of the, it's the gift and the curse of me. Like if I wanted something to happen, I can't get it out of my head. Like comedy, I can't stop thinking about it. I'm going to keep thinking about it until I figure out how to do it good.
Which is what makes you successful, is that you're like tunnel vision.
If it's doing this negative thing to me, it's like a demon that just keeps bringing me down.
Yeah.
And since she did that, and I've done some, I watched some other videos of her and like did some meditation with it. And I, when I see it, I get it out. And the more I did that, the more it doesn't show up. Or if it does, it doesn't affect me like it used to. Mm-hmm. And then now it just seems to have gone.
Okay, and that's amazing. And I'm like,
that chick did that phone call.
Yeah.
And instantly, it was less hurtful. And then eventually, like over a period of a week or two, it's gone.
So what did she do? Frequency heal? Was it like a sound bath or something? No. Or she was just, you don't know.
She's on the phone.
She
goes, okay, so I'm going to, she's like, breathe with me. And then she goes, like, I'm going to get I see some tangling in your heart.
Yeah.
And I'm going to release that. And then she starts doing some breath work stuff on the phone. I think she's breathing. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I started crying.
She's just masturbating on the other end.
Which would be pretty cool.
She's camming.
Yeah. She's like painting her nails.
She's making twice the money in one phone call.
She's like, I'm untangling your heart right now.
I'm trying to talk about crying right now. You're like, she's figuring herself out.
I see sadness. You're troubled.
Yeah. You and everyone. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, maybe she was masturbating on OnlyFans, but it got me free.
Listen, even if it's the placebo effect. Sorry.
You can hear her like turning like knobs and things like on the other side.
I'll bet. Yeah.
Turning knobs.
I think there's like an energy, something that she has there that she's turning things as she's doing things, like changing frequencies and changing things on her end, because I could hear it when I was doing it.
Huh. I mean, I'm into it. I literally had an energy healer on the phone yesterday for $250 where you tell her what's up. Then she gets off the phone with you for 35 minutes, does something.
Yeah.
And then she calls you back and talks for like 45 minutes about like what she saw. And she's like, oh, I'm going into your kidneys and then your heart. And I was like,
how's your demons?
Okay. I mean,
yeah.
How's your demons?
They're like calm.
Right.
You know, they're sleeping.
Right.
Well, I mean, again, I think it's like the placebo effect is real. So if you think you're doing something that is going to heal you and you feel like it's healing you, then it can heal you.
Right. Like they say, literally, you can take a placebo and they can 100. Say this is a placebo. And if you believe in it, then it'll work. Yeah. I've always said it's like the thing in the Matrix where what Neo sees is that's just the voice. That's the face. I've gone to that silly shaman guy who lives in a beautiful house in Santa Monica, and you go to his guest house and it's ludicrous. I don't want to give away his personal details, but he is not a shaman. Like what you're picturing is not this guy. This guy's like an accountant on the weekend.
Yeah.
But there's a reason why I go back, because you if you put faith in it, then you start fixing yourself.
It's the power of belief, which is everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's very it's always been very difficult for me to believe anything like that, because I don't trust anybody.
Yeah.
And if you're like, hey, let me call you and release your energy, I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Like, okay, I am the dumbest person on the planet for taking this phone call.
Yeah.
But like I said, I was desperate. And then since then, you know, it's like I do believe it. And I know I just as bad as it, like when it gets bad for me, I can make it worse than people can understand.
Yeah.
Where my life is a living hell.
Yeah.
But now that it's flicked the other way and I have what I believe is to be, I have it in control.
Yeah.
And I can get rid of it. It's going super fast because I'm skilled as fuck.
Yes.
And when I drive into something, I'm like, that's it. It's gone. It's gone quicker than normal people.
And this is exactly why I fully believe like things are always happening for me, not to me. So even the shittiest thing that you can imagine happening for you, your divorce, your whatever, all of the things.
Oh, it saved my life.
Because would you be doing frequency healing and practicing like praying?
Would I be sober?
Exactly.
Because I wouldn't, finding a divorce, there's no way I would have been sober.
Right. So it was necessary for your spiritual evolution, which is why we're all fucking here.
Yeah.
So it's like, actually, thank you. thank you for the worst pain ever.
Yeah.
Because you got to experience that worst pain ever. Now you get to find your way out of it and experience heaven. Because I think like heaven and hell are both here on earth right now. They're frequencies.
Yep.
And you can be in the frequency of hell and you can be in the frequency of heaven. And the only person who can determine which frequency you're in is yourself. And you have to tune yourself to the right frequency.
Yep.
And that's all about controlling your own mind, controlling your own thoughts, which, by the way, is so hard.
Yeah, it is.
It's so hard.
It's work. It takes a lot of work.
That is what the work is, though.
But that's the thing about getting fit. Like, if you want to get fit, it's like, well, like, call me and tell me what to do. And I can tell, like, people message me all the time, and I'm like, you know, what should I eat? And I'm like, what should you eat? Really? Like, it's pretty basic, man. Like, don't eat cheese and bread. Maybe have 3 meals a day. Don't eat after 7:30. Drink a lot of water. If you do that and exercise, I guarantee you you'll be fit. But you do the DM because it's lazy. You know that Jason replies.
You want
the
secret. You want some secret. Yeah. And there's no it's secret. The work. There's like, no shortcut.
I did the cold plunge before the show. I'm so sick of that thing. I hate it. And I got in it, and I'm like, Wim Hof. I'm like, I hate Wim Hof. Old bastard. Like, screw you, man. Like, I just want to cuss in there.
Yeah.
But I do it, and I feel like I can tell that it works.
Yeah.
So I just keep doing it. And it's like, well, how much do you want it? That's the thing to me. Like, when I want something, I just from skateboarding and fighting, like, I got into fighting when I was older. I train harder than dudes that are in the UFC.
Yeah.
Like, when we're training, you're probably fitter than me, but I'm going as long as you are.
Yeah.
And you're probably not burning as much as me, but I'm going as long as you go.
Yeah.
Because I want it. Mm-hmm. And that's the, like, I want to be fit. Like, I don't want to be sad anymore. I'm like, you kind of do.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you really don't want to be sad anymore,
that's right.
You've got to go insane with it.
You have to want it more than you don't want how you are now. Like, you have to want to be fit more than you don't want to work out, you know?
I've had times where I'm like, you know what? I don't really want to be that fit anymore. Like, I'm going to eat pizza with the kids.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hell yeah, pizza. I don't care.
Either way is hard.
Yeah.
Like, either way is hard. Like, working out is fucking hard.
Yeah.
And so is wanting to kill yourself and hating your body and having nothing to wear.
Right.
So it's like, either way, it's fucking... This is
really get emotional. This is okay.
Either way, it's just...
Sometimes that word is necessary to get emphasis.
This is a healing moment.
You know, like...
We're fucking healing.
We are fucking healing.
Yeah.
Either way, it's a fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
But you want to choose the nightmare that's going to bring you closer to what you want, you know?
And if you've had a taste, that's the thing that I got from skateboarding.
Yeah.
When I was young, I was untalented, and I worked very... I lived for it more than everybody I knew. And I got better than everybody I knew.
Yeah.
And once I did that, and it was like it was a fact, I was like, look at what I'm like top 10 in the world, and I was worse than everybody when I started. That's from passion. That's from going there every day and thinking about it. And I had it. I was touching it. It wasn't like a theory that I read in a book. I had it. So then everything else I've ever done in my life, I'm like, remember when you went absolutely insane trying to be a professional skateboarder?
Yeah.
Whatever you want in your life, do that.
Yeah.
Just have the same mindset for that. You want to be fat? Have that. You want to be like good at comedy? Have same mindset.
Mm-hmm.
You want to fall in love with somebody? Same mindset. Like, is there doubts? Did I doubt myself in skateboarding? All the time.
Mm-hmm.
Did I have days where I was like crying?
Yeah.
Is there crying in skateboarding? I cried. I fell off. I tried a trick for like 3 days, and then I ripped my pads and threw them over the fence, and I went into a bush and I cried for like 2 hours until one of my friends was like, dude, are you in the bushes crying?
No, you're like, crying.
Yeah. No, I said I was. I think it was pretty hard to deny. But I was like, I was crying because it's over. I said to myself, it's over. I'm never going to make it. And then I was pro for like 15 years after it. Like, it's you can crash, you can give up, but then when you just have to eventually not give up, get back on and keep going, and nothing can stop you. Nothing. Yeah.
Stacia, I noticed, at least in the work of yours that I sampled, that you take it for granted, the assumption that working out is awful and painful and miserable.
It's the worst.
Interesting theory.
I guess my whole thing is like, you don't have to like it. Like, I think a lot of people get so stuck on, like, they don't want to start working out because they're like, well, I fucking hate it. And it's me too. Like, okay. I wish we could just be sitting by the pool eating pizza and that's how you get a great body. Yeah.
That'd be so cool.
Yeah. I mean,
I'd be so jacked.
Because people, I mean, we've been talking on and off about this subject for like 20 years now. Yeah. And Jason's advice has always been, and I totally agree with it, is like, man, it really would help if you could find a thing. Like, if you like playing basketball,
of course.
Now you're just a puppy chasing a ball around. It's so much easier.
Mine's the opposite.
Niche is like, look, this blows. Let's face it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess my whole niche is like for women who are like, I know I need to work out and I don't fucking like it. And it's like, yeah, I don't either. Like, I'm not like a saccharine teacher. Like, I don't wake up and like, oh my god, I can't wait to work out, like, let's go fucking do some deadlift. It feels so powerful. Like, I'm a fucking shit talker Irish Italian girl from Boston. I hate everything, you know what I mean? And I don't want to have to work out, but I do want to feel strong and hot and good in my body. And so it's like, it works whether or not you like it. You know, so if you're just willing to do what it takes to have what you want, then it doesn't matter if you like it, because I guess my whole thing, and you know, I like talk a lot of shit in my classes, and so my classes are good for women who like need to be distracted, you know, and they just want to kind of hear me yapping, and they want, I also am like really hard on mantras and affirmations, and I do them between each circuit in my class. Yeah, and I started doing it because I need it, because I have a fucking carnival between my ears, you know, and so I felt like at first I just kind of started, I was like, oh, this is like so lame that I'm doing mantras in my class, but it's turned into like a really, like, it's everyone's favorite thing now, you know? So yeah, it's like, you don't have to like it, but you have to be open to doing something different if you want a different result.
I think it's, I feel like maybe it's different for women, but telling somebody that it's going to be difficult at the start is almost like you're getting their mind prepared for battle instead of going, it's going to be a breeze. Just call me.
Well, that's a lie. What I mean? So it's like, I don't want to pretend like you're going to, like, you know, this mother living in Indiana getting this workout in while her kids are napping, like, this is going to be the most fun thing she can do right now. It's not. She would rather do a million fucking things, you know? So as soon as you take the pressure off someone, like, no, you don't have to like it. It's okay. You can still get in shape even if you hate working out, because most people hate working out. Yeah. Like, of course, there's people, everyone in LA likes it, whatever. But
I think,
like,
they're lying. But yeah, anyway.
But like, most people, most women would probably tell you they don't like to do it.
I think there's
but they all say they love walking up Runyon Canyon.
Yeah.
I think there's a period where when it starts to pay off,
when
you see and you see the payoff, then there's this incentive. Like, because I started lifting, I got bigger, and I was like,
Is
it easier to go now than it was?
Right. You like the results.
I almost don't want to miss a day now, because I know that if I don't miss a day, I wonder if I'll get even bigger. What will that look like? Yeah. How much will I get off on myself that day?
Yeah.
That sounded a bit weird. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, but I think it just takes the pressure off, you know, women, like, when they know, like, it's okay that I'm like annoyed and whining about this. Like, it's all right. You don't have to be like a gym rat in order to be in shape.
Have you had to tell ladies the truth sometimes? Like, do you find that they might have excuses and you go,
yeah, I always say the truth.
Yeah.
Well, it says all over your stuff, not for the easily offended. Yeah. So what does that mean in practice? Are you insulting your clients?
No, I'm not insulting anyone. You don't call them
stupid bitches or anything?
No.
You don't use the B word ever?
No, I do sometimes.
I do it.
Yeah. I mean, I have a potty mouth, so that's like what just goes without saying.
Yeah, so do I. It's like, don't take it so like offensively. It's just like how I speak.
Yeah, but of course, when people have, it's like, of course, we all have a million excuses. It doesn't mean they're not valid. You know what I mean? Of course you have this and your kids and you have this job. Of course, you're a human in the world. Like, yeah. But at the end of the day, it's like, well, do you want a hot body or not? Like, okay. Like, you can keep your excuses. I mean, stop arguing for your excuses. Right. It's like, you can have them, but you can also make it happen. You know, it's like completely possible to just turn on the fucking computer and do these push-ups, you know.
How are you helping comedians on the road eat? Do you have a secret for them?
Well,
because I'm a bit of a woman and I might take this advice.
I mean,
as I've already stated,
they track macros in my program.
Mm-hmm.
So like your carbs, proteins and fats with my fitness pal.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of them will like bring their protein powder on the road and like bring like a blender bottle and then just do their best. And I always say like, just try to focus on hitting your protein goal. And like your macros are going to be a little wonky when you're traveling. Of course, it's harder when you're not like in your kitchen preparing your food, you know? But if you can just focusing on meeting your protein goals, then like be a little more graceful with yourself about not being perfect.
How are you with supplements?
I personally take fish oil and creatine and like a greens.
What are these? Nutrition. BCAAs? What is it?
Oh, BCAAs. I don't take those. They have amino acids. No, I don't.
I just started taking that.
But I eat a lot of meat. I know.
Wow. Sorry. Did you just put a curse on me or something? No. That was not cool.
Sorry. I didn't mean to.
I'm doing good, all right? Stop it. I just got into that. Not meat.
Meat?
No. No, the BCAAs, because my coach, I live with my boxing coach sometimes, and he's like, because I get sore. I feel like every now and then, because I'm trying to beat him. Yeah. So every time we go, if I can lift more than him,
it's a win.
He's pissed.
Yeah,
and I'm very happy.
Yeah, yeah.
And then vice versa, and that's good. Meet at Golds, great. And we go for it.
Which Golds do you go to?
I go to the one just up the road here, but, and then I also go to the one in Hollywood.
Oh.
Because there's like tons of hot chicks in there, and I feel like one day someone's going to come up and be like, "You're really cute."
I go to the one in Venice.
Right. So that's where I need to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to go there.
It's fun. It's like crazy people watching.
I used to like going there to watch people hit the because people can't box and they have heavy bags there. And for some weird reason, jack dudes want to hit the bag every now and then. Sure. And it's always fun to watch jack dudes do stupid shit on the heavy bag. And I just snicker, you know, like that's my little, I'm like, huh.
Idiot. Okay. Can I try one of these now?
Yeah, go for it.
Let's see.
Yeah.
Fitness guru tries first Zyn.
Oh yeah, no, I'm a nicotine. I chew Nicorette nonstop. I mean, I'm not like over here saying I'm fucking perfect. It's progress, not perfection. Yeah,
were you were a smoker? I assume,
huh?
You were a smoker? I assume.
Oh yeah. Thank
what was
you.
Your brand?
Oh, all of them. Yeah. But I used to like smoke unfiltered Lucky Strikes in the parking lot and then go teach 2 spin classes in a row like a fucking animal.
Oh my God.
I was fucking gross. Like, I was gross.
She's like Danny DeVito. Holy shit.
It was like an extreme sport. I was like,
wait, so that means when you are working out with people.
I just start chewing it.
So when I rip it open and swallow it?
I'm like, do I snort this? What the fuck?
You put it in your lip. Put it in the front of your lip.
In the front?
Down here. And seal it. Yeah, you should touch it. But you look cool as hell.
Oh, no. I don't.
Just take it.
No, you do.
Keep it there.
Coming soon to Stagecoach.
Adjust. Don't give up. Yeah. Stop wiggling it. Just leave it down there. Don't let it go to the side. Keep it here. Don't bite it. What are you doing?
I'm just trying to move it around.
Man.
This is awkward.
For you it is.
Yeah, I look like a chipmunk now.
Spin class will never be the same.
Wow, this is... I've never seen
somebody who eats that much Nicorette gum is... Really?
Yeah,
it's making that much of a change?
It's not the nicotine. I don't like the feeling of like the cloth. I go, oh, I don't enjoy this.
Thank you.
I'm so sorry. And that's actually says a lot because I chew the 4 milligram Nicorettes and I always have like, I used to have like some like hardcore bodybuilder trainers like, well, they'd be like, then you have one. I'm like, dude, it's going to make you nauseous. I'm telling you. They're like, no, okay. I'm like, all right, okay. You know, like, oh, yeah, I'm like, yeah, all right, take one. 20 seconds throwing it out. I'm like, dude, that thing, that was $2 a piece. All right, relax. Yuck. But I'm surprised that was hard for me because my nicotine tolerance is...
It's the good stuff.
Wow.
Sometimes I don't like it either. Sometimes I have one, I go, oh, no.
Are they all 6 milligrams?
No, they have 3s.
I mean, that's spicy as
They have 3s
fuck.
As well.
Woo! I just don't like that it
I should have got you a
pops
three.
Pops off your...
You're just not good at holding it. Well, that's what I noticed.
Can't be good at everything. Yeah. I feel like... Are you sure you can't put it over here?
You can put it wherever you want.
Thank you, Brianna.
I thought you stuck them in a...
Yeah, you do.
I don't like the placement here. That's a little weird me. I think I'll just have a piece of my gum.
Yeah. Have at it.
Wow. Do you want to try one of these? Why don't you try one of these?
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
And then you guys can...
We're just throwing up in the bathroom. Now you're
these are tasty.
Oh, yeah. This is a good shit.
Wow, these are more enjoyable than what I gave you.
Sponsor is all I got to say. Oh, yeah. These are the best.
Wow.
Yeah.
These are fun.
I know.
I might...
Yes.
Jump on that.
That's right.
What's the flavor?
Fruit chill.
And it actually tastes like fruit.
Yeah, right, it's like juicy fruit.
There's a citrus one of these. Uh-huh. It's not very citrusy.
Yeah.
I like the coffee flavor, but I just don't like the delivery system is not it for me.
You gonna put lipstick on right now?
Chapstick.
I got lipstick from Brand, if you go in my bathroom, I was gonna put it on today.
There you go.
I got Christina Pazinski's.
Oh, her red?
I did the
first. The best.
I say I haven't.
You have some?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah. Bring that out.
I did the first date show.
Yeah.
The other day, and I got like a package from them from doing the show. And I got like a Your Mum's House hat and a sweatshirt. And then I saw what I thought was Christina Pazinski chapstick because it's a care package for me.
Yeah.
You wouldn't give me lipstick, but then I was like, maybe because they think I'm a little bit gay.
Your nails are painted.
Yeah.
You know?
Only two on each hand.
Yeah.
I think they're trying to be inclusive.
This is such a good red. Have you tried this, Brianna? Her red. Yeah. It's the best. He's kept it to himself. Okay, you've got to let her try it. It's so good.
Man, you putting that on is like, remember Steve Buscemi in Billy Madison? With the people to kill list.
Can we share?
No, you nailed it.
Is this safe?
For what?
Me? Okay. Let me try it.
You two bitches are ready for the nightclub.
What's up, ladies?
Oh, God, I love this shit.
Oh, you look better than me with it.
Well.
Oh, you're very good at doing it. Did I do it wrong?
I've been doing this for 40 years, sir.
Touché.
Yeah, it's close, but I think it looks better on Stacia.
Stacia,
okay.
It's a cross I bear.
Is that short?
It's the most annoying name. So it's, trust me, it's...
No, it's not. It's beautiful.
It's short for Anastasia.
That's what I assumed.
Mary Anastasia, yeah. But no one can ever... Oh, yeah, that is stupid. Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't. Oh, he's aggressive with that thing. Well, he did that really well, though.
Yeah, he did. Well, that was probably like the 30th take.
You know? Right.
Yeah.
This
might
is my
not,
first time.
Might not have been his first time.
Yeah,
is
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Maybe it is.
It looks good. It looks good on ya. Matches your little heart.
Are you lying?
No.
Seriously, you find me attractive with this on?
No.
All right.
But
you know, in the vampire, you know, in the vampire movie, when the vampire just ate like somebody's like neck.
Yeah.
Like you just fed. Yeah, it looks like you just fed.
Well, I think I look great. I just want to say thank you, Christina.
Matches your glasses.
Glasses, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm gonna go out like this.
You're gonna get so laid.
I'm going to get just as late as I was going to get without it.
But that's good. You're not doing that right now, right?
I would.
Oh, you're not like in
just
a
just need to
celibate.
Really like somebody.
Ain't that a bitch, huh?
Right? Man.
I know. Where? It's way harder when you're
Where is
sober.
She? Yeah.
She's waiting for you. She's Go waiting away. For you to be the man that she needs. And you're on your way. Just a few more of those frequency healings. And
you're almost demon free.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck you.
Once you stop talking about your ex so much, you'll be closer, you know?
Yeah, that's good to know.
That's what I think.
Okay.
You'll get there. But 5.5 months, right? So the whole first year, no. Are you doing that whole thing? No dating?
I mean, God's doing it for me.
Yeah, well...
Yeah.
It's God doing for you what you won't do for yourself.
Yeah.
Mysterious ways.
Yeah, keep that lipstick on. You won't have any problems.
God damn it. Whatever.
You can focus on your self-care.
Right. Keep the lipstick on. Stay away from underpasses.
Yeah. Man. I don't know if this looks as good as I originally thought.
Well, you just look decorated, and that's kind of your look anyway, you know?
Yeah, okay.
You look decorated. Yeah.
Like a gay Christmas tree.
So I was thinking about, you know, your workout stuff, knowing that you were coming by, and it occurred to me that for guys, we've been getting advice since, like, the beginning of time for, like, things that men can do to get in shape that, like, make sense. Like, play sports or join the military or lift weights or something. And then
join
the
military? Jesus, that's a little extreme.
It'll get you fit.
Whereas, like, for girls, I feel like it's been really, really hard as a culture to, like, hit that groove. Like, there's the number of stupid things that have been pitched to women as, like, just do this. Like, mm-hmm. I was thinking of the shake weight primarily. The number of things. Like,
use that in my class.
You do?
Yeah. No.
I was going to say.
Oh, man. How much is signing up?
Yeah.
No, I mean.
You're not going to do too much working out, are you, Michael?
It's not. Again, it's like, it's the same shit. It's, what everyone does in my program is they walk 10,000 steps a day.
Okay.
So
how far is that?
It's like 5 miles.
Yeah, all right.
They do 3 to 4 of my workouts a week. My workouts all have dumbbells and booty bands, but a lot of people start just with booty bands, like the fabric resistance bands.
Yeah.
And then they'll, like, a lot of them will, like, invest in more dumbbells as they go and get stronger.
Yeah.
And drink a gallon of water a day and then watch your food. I mean, are you asking about, like, specific things, like working out? It's like, yeah, lift weights and walk.
Yeah, I was just wondering what you thought about some of the classic pitched exercise regimens.
Oh, jazzercise.
Do you ever dabble in jazzercise?
No, I have not done jazzercise.
That's me in the morning.
That looks sort of fun.
That's how I stay fit. I gotta get one of those.
Oh, what does the guy look at the guys in the back.
Why does he have to have flary pants? Why can't he have the same leggings she's got?
82 is wild, man.
Oh my god. And this is like serious. It's not like a parody.
Right, it looks like a Saturday Night
Live.
Yeah,
exactly.
Thing, yeah.
It looks like fake.
In what way is this even jazzy? Like, this actually gives jazz a bad name, and that's really people. Saying something.
Wow.
It ruined everything.
Yeah.
Maybe I will change my classes.
Did you ever shake weight?
No. Oh, my God.
Isn't it weird that at one point they're somebody grabbed that and didn't go, hey.
Wait.
Yeah.
Don't I look like I'm...
Like, the guy who made that just, like, wanted to watch a bunch of women do this.
Yeah. Well, but the flip side of that was there were for sure husbands at some point who bought their wives shower massagers, having no idea what the wife was actually going to use the shower massager for.
Oh, what? Don't you have a special shower massager? I watched, like, a couple of your podcasts, so I knew, you know... knew something about you, and I happened to watch a podcast where you talk about a certain
thing that I put up my butt.
Yeah,
I don't need to use that anymore. Yeah. Shut up, McCone. Okay, bash me on my own show.
I didn't even know that existed. I was just like, my world was opened, you know?
Yeah,
I was
my butt is open from it.
Wow. I didn't even know they sold those.
This is not
so cool. Much more offensive with the lipstick.
All right, I caught that. I had to get it off
immediately.
So
that wasn't the right time to ask you about that.
I feel like seriously harassed all of a sudden.
That's going
to
be a fucking promo, I know. God damn it. Yeah, I don't really need to do that anymore.
Yeah.
But I don't mind doing it. Like, it's like a good, if you're constipated.
It's it's enema.
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know about it. It's still there. I got a new shower. I fixed my shower the other day. My shower broke, and I super glued. It was leaking, and I was like, it's all right. It's just there's still water coming out of the shower. And then the next time I use it, I was like, oh, wow, that's like a big leak. And I was like, you know what? I'll shoe glue it.
Hmm.
And then the shoe glue didn't work, and I was like, I'll super glue it. And then I super glued it, and then it kind of stopped, and then it was kind of leaking out of the top, and I tried to fix it. And then it was, like, just squirting out everywhere all over the place. And I was like, dude, you are, like, not handy.
It's crazy, right?
Like, it was really, I felt, like, bad about myself.
Yeah. And then, the worst part is my wife is.
Yeah, that was how.
As emasculating as it is to not be able to do stuff. Like, the number of times we've got shit that we needed to do basic assembly on. And she's like, you watch the kid while I put this
she's
together.
Like, I got it.
Yeah. We don't need to. We don't need to do the dance here. Yeah. We know how this works.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might have been like that.
Yeah.
But
I mean,
now.
I've seen your work on the lamp.
Oh, my.
Why would you do that?
Gosh. Who did that?
Brianna did it.
No.
It wasn't me.
No, who did it? Brad Williams broke it.
Oh, yeah. No, who fixed it, I mean?
Oh, I attempted to fix it.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you.
I'll get it.
Yeah, no, you're doing great,
Well,
Michael.
It was working, to be fair, Brianna.
I know.
Thanks, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
Jerk off had to break it.
And it's fixed again.
Yeah.
Someone called Tully's wife.
The crazy thing is she'd get that sorted.
But I got a new one, Michael, and
she's
put
got
it...
pink tools. That's the worst part is any because I didn't own tools when we met
God. Dude, whoa. I'd keep that.
Thank you for sharing that.
If something needs hammering, we have a pink hammer.
Because you don't know how to use a hammer.
I know how to use a hammer. I didn't own one.
Yeah.
She did.
She bought them and was like, "You're so not going to use this."
She brought them to the relationship.
Oh, she already had them.
Yeah.
That's a good woman.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
She's a freak in the sheets, a dock worker in the streets. It is.
How are you with a nail gun?
I've never had the pleasure.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm. I need to hang some pictures in my son's room.
I don't think a nail gun is the job.
I've been putting it off for like 18 months. He's outgrowing the shit.
Is it because you don't want to use the pink hammer?
Yeah.
No, I could do. You know what? To be perfectly honest, I'm really OCD about getting everything straight, and there's no way I'm gonna do it. Like, I'll measure it all with the tape, and then I'll put it up, and I'll be like, "Those are not even. This is driving me fucking crazy."
That's what TaskRabbit is for, though. I had an ex-boyfriend who like put up curtains in my house, and then when he left, I called the TaskRabbit to come over and fix it all, and then he just thought he had like done such a good job, you know?
Oh. And you didn't tell him?
Mm-mm.
That's good. Aw,
you're so nice.
I kicked him out, but...
Oh. Not for the curtains.
Not for that.
Right, okay. Yeah. I was going to say, man, cutthroat.
Left him for the TaskRabbit.
Yeah, I'm like, this guy knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I put a new shower in, Michael, all by myself, and it works great.
That's impressive.
Thank you.
That's really impressive.
Thank you.
It is. That's like not a small feat.
Yeah, every time I use it now, I go, look at me.
Yeah.
No leaks. It works good. Mm-hmm. I even put the butt squirter thing back on.
Hell so, yeah.
Just in case. You never
You're
know.
Killing it.
Yeah, I'm kicking ass.
Did you do that in sobriety?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I wouldn't have got to that. I clean my house. And at first I was like, look at me, I clean the house. Now I clean the house to relax.
Wow.
Yeah, and I'm like, what is that? I'm like, I get home, like if I fly somewhere and I come back, my daughter stays here and trashes the place.
How old is she?
19.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, she doesn't trash the place. It's just like the dogs trash the place and she doesn't clean up after the dogs. But instead of unpacking or like doing what I used to do, which would be immediately roll a joint, maybe watch some Netflix, eat some ice cream, I just start cleaning everything before I can like unpack. And I'm like, what are you?
Progress.
Yeah, something like that.
Progress. You're a cool dad. 19-year-old. That's like, she must think you're the coolest guy, no?
Yeah, I hope so. I wouldn't be surprised if she didn't, but she's pretty cool. And I don't know if she thinks, when you're that cool, it's pretty hard to know anybody cooler.
Mm-hmm.
So she might not think I'm that cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be okay with that because I'm like, she's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
So there are some people who manage to raise kids without their kids rebelling and hating them. Like I've always joked and said, there's just going to be like a 10-year window and I'm comfortable with that. Like my son's 12. I'm like, I'll lose him.
Wow, really?
Yeah. I'm like, I'll lose him in a year or two because he still thinks I'm awesome and he thinks my dad jokes are hilarious. And then he'll curse the ground that I walk on and slam doors in my face for about 10 years.
Yeah.
And then after that, he'll come back and we'll be friends. But like there are people who don't have that 10-year period of estrangement. It can be done. I don't know what the secret is.
My son thinks I'm cool.
Yeah.
How old are you?
46.
That took way too long.
46?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, you look great.
Thank you.
Both do. You both look so young.
We're on steroids.
Yeah. Whatever. You know, whatever it takes.
Yeah. What's your relationship like with your kids? I remember seeing...
I don't have kids.
I'm sorry, with your parents.
With my parents?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My mom lives in Greece, which is why I go back and forth from Greece.
So cool.
Not that you seem like uneducated, but I remember hearing you say on the pod, your parents are like crazy.
Yeah, my dad writes dictionaries. And
what does that even mean?
Yeah, I know. My dad lives in Venice Beach. I moved him from Brooklyn to Venice Beach during COVID. He's 80. He writes dictionaries. He and my mom met because my mom was taking ancient Greek at Penn and my dad was the TA. Like, they're nerds. My mom was a Latin teacher.
Yeah.
And now she...
Does that mean they were strict?
They were strict. I was like a good girl for a while.
And then you went off the rails on a crazy train.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they're just like, I wasn't allowed to say damn or piss in the house. I wasn't allowed to watch like MTV. You know, like I would... And now I'm like... You know, they're just like, what happened, you know?
Well.
But then once I started making my own money, they were like, fine, whatever, it's fine. Okay. You know, but they're like major academic nerds, which does surprise people when they find that out about me. Yeah. But I'm the oldest. I have a younger sister who lives in Tuscany in Italy, and she has a son, but I'm the oldest and I have no kids. So I just kind of go back and forth, keeping my eyes on them.
Is your sister in America? Like, she speaks...
She's married to an Italian, speaks full-on Italian.
Do you speak Greek?
I'm learning Greek now, but it is... Wow.
It's hard?
Oh, yeah. Like, the letters... First of all, they have letters that just look like made-up paintings. Like, they just look like made-up
like
shit.
Like Japanese stuff. Yeah.
And then the letters that they do have that are the same as our letters mean something completely different. Like, their P is our R.
Oh, that's bullshit.
You
know?
What so about when you live there... Do you like start to pick it up?
I get really insecure because I don't like to sound stupid, you know. Yeah. So
and
because I
don't
drink,
sound good.
No, because actually most of them speak English, but okay. I've started like ordering my coffee in Greek, which is like so lame. That's all I have, but I'm taking
somewhere.
Less. Yeah, it's summer, but. I just get insecure that like I sound so ridiculous. But then it's like, yeah, well, when people try to speak English and they're not from here and they're here, I don't think they sound stupid. I'm just like, oh, cool, you're like trying.
I want to speak Spanish.
Do
I
it.
Like Cuban ladies.
Yeah, every man does, I think.
Oh.
But
I felt original for a second. I dance salsa poorly, but I want to.
But that's cool.
My boxing coach is Cuban, and he tries to teach me salsa. In between rounds.
Nice.
So every time I do it, he goes, hey, man, a little bit better for a white guy. And I'm like, man, I know it's
bad. Why'd
you
have to add that last part?
Because I can tell even when he goes, oh, man, look, you're getting a little better. He's got like a weird grin on his face.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, I know it's terrible.
And then you just beat the shit out of him. So.
No, I don't think that would work out. But yeah, he's trying. But the more I do it, the more I learn about their food and all the stuff that they're into, I'm like, man, I should have been Cuban. Because I like your sandwiches. I like all the things you do.
Go to Cuba. Go.
And I wouldn't know. Yeah, I don't want to go. I got to work.
Yeah.
That's like a vacation. I'm like, that's not in the books right now. But yeah. I fantasize about retiring and moving to Miami.
Yeah.
And then wearing like the flower shirts and being good at salsa.
Yeah.
And just dancing with all the younger girls because I'll be really old.
Yeah. No, I can see this for you.
Because he
completely.
He said they do that. He said there's old guys there. They got gold chains and their flower shirt and they just cut up a rug and then they dance with all the girls all sexy and shit and then they go home. I'm like, I could, that sounds
100%.
Cool.
You could be doing that next week. I see that for you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I think I've got more than a week. Just dance, just based on my salsa ability.
You need more time.
I go, a little bit more. Maybe like 10 years of hardcore salsa and maybe I won't look like an asshole.
When did you start doing stand-up?
4 years.
4 years ago. Yeah. So, okay. Like right.
COVID.
Well,
I got fired from satellite radio.
Uh-huh.
And that was a show that was 5 days a week.
Uh-huh.
And a friend of mine, you probably know Sam Tripoli.
Uh-huh. I haven't met him in person, but
he tried to get me into it. He's like, you should do stand-up. You're a funny guy. And I was like, yeah, I'm a funny guy. And I got up there with no plan and was like, oh, I'm not funny.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I don't really want to do that anymore. It's kind of like I actually had like an opinion of myself as I thought I was a funny guy. And I was like, every time I do stand up, I am absolutely positive I'm not funny.
Yeah.
Because I don't have a plan and I didn't have a good, it wasn't that good. Whatever I said was fucking average.
Yeah.
And then I got fired and then it was like, well, I can pretty much try anything. And I knew that I couldn't try any more sports because I get hurt and I'm old. And I was like, let's just do it. Let's like really give it a go.
Yeah.
And then I was like, let me actually repeat myself and try to like actually have a set.
Yeah.
And then I was very lucky because of the radio show. I know people that are big comedians and they're like, do a show with me, Ryan Sickler. And then Whitney Cummings had me do a show. And then the rest was history. Like once I did that,
that's awesome.
I was like, okay, I really want to do it. And I've just been working on it as much as I can while doing all these shows and stuff. But I love it.
Yeah, yeah. I stopped doing it in 2020.
Why?
But I don't, you know, when I started doing my class, it kind of like scratched the itch for me. And yeah. I ran a show at the Comedy Store in the Belly Room for like 3 years. Yeah, it was called Ride or Die.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome. I loved it.
You ran it.
Yeah, it was my show.
Kicking ass.
It was so fun. But I also noticed that as I was getting older, I was like getting more and more stage fright. Which is sort of weird.
Like the other way around.
Yeah. Like as I was moving along, I was getting more anxious about it. And I'm like, well, this isn't like that fun if I'm like anxious about it.
Yeah. Do you know why?
I don't know. But I found that like in my class, you know, I sort of was able to just talk shit. So it wasn't, it kind of got that out of me. And then I was just like in my class, in my house, and like there was no stage fright.
Yeah.
And I sort of just like lost the need to get on stage because I felt like I was kind of like on stage.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. 100%. Yeah. Like it's like to do a bunch of things that you're into, you're spreading yourself too thin because you're pouring your heart out in them.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I can't be that good at skateboarding. I can't be that good at fighting. Like comedy is my thing.
Yeah,
like,
that's
do I
so
skateboard
cool.
from time to time? Yeah. Do I you know, like yeah. I, do I box? Yeah. But like, where is my heart?
Yeah.
Where is my passion? It's in that.
So this was the first time that before you were doing radio, so you weren't like on stage. But this was the first time you were like on stage in public, like by yourself, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's similar thing. Like I've been an announcer at X Games when I was younger. And
yeah.
And I've done like little skateboard things where I've been the announcer at the demo.
Yeah, yeah.
And I always used to joke when I was the announcer, I would have the crowd laughing.
Yeah, yeah.
But I also was kind of talking shit on the people that were skating.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And some of the athletes were like, hey, man, like, I'm glad you're enjoying yourself, but like, can you not point out that I look like a crab apparently when I do this one trick? And no, I was like, I was just trying to be funny.
Yeah, yeah.
So that like I didn't feel good about that because I want to help skateboarders. I don't want to bum anybody out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I think there was definitely the first time I did a big show, I was more nervous doing that show than fighting. And that's the most nervous I've ever been. Like when I'm fighting,
At the comedy store, or
no? The first time I was really nervous was Brea Improv with Ryan Sickler, and it was like 600 people, and I was behind the curtain, and I was like, I'm gonna faint. I'm like, what is happening right now?
Yeah.
And I remember this one time I was gonna fight a guy where I knew he was gonna knock me out. It was like more of a, hey everybody, want to see me get knocked out by a heavyweight UFC fighter? That was pretty much the whole ticket.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is gonna suck. And I was very nervous.
At least when you get knocked out, it's like you're unconscious and you're like not embarrassed. Well, I'm sure it is.
Yeah, but the whole bit right before it's pretty nerve wracking.
Yeah,
like when a guy's 300 pounds and he's giving
life.
You that look, and I'm like, man, I thought we were friends.
Yeah.
And he's I'm not friends with you right now. And I'm like, dude, you're too big to be that angry.
Yeah.
And that was very nerve wracking. But then Whitney Cummings DM'd me and goes, do you want to do a show with me? And she's friends with Tony Hawk, so it was more of I'm in San Diego. Skateboarders like you and Tony, right? So, like, come down and do a set before me. And it was 1,300 people in a theater.
Oh, my.
And it was
that was
my
your
fourth,
first show?
No, that was my fourth show. That was my second show in front of a crowd. Because before that, it was the Dime Bar in front of five people for like a year.
Uh-huh.
So that one was, once again, where I don't even remember what I said to her before or after. Like, I was just like, don't pass out.
Yeah.
Don't, like, say whatever you had to say and then get out of here. Like, it was so nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
But the adrenaline and the pressure.
It was
like skateboarding. But if you do bad, you don't have to go to hospital. So it was I could do this.
It's just emotional wounds.
Yeah, but those. But those
way easier.
I'm used to that.
I bash myself.
Yeah. Like, I was like, man, this is just another Tuesday.
Yeah,
to me.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, I already hate myself.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's fine if you do too.
And I like the drive. Like if you bomb, I noticed that was when I knew that I wasn't going to quit because I bombed at Ha-Ha's up the street and I was living in Hermosa Beach. So it was like a 45-minute drive home at like midnight, and I was so down.
Yes.
And but I knew it. Like when I got home, I sat on the couch and I was like, "No, like it's not going to end like this."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Oh, I've talked like this before. This is in skateboarding where I was like, you're not giving up. Like you're gonna figure out how to do this."
Yeah, you and got bit this, by the bug.
Yeah. And then I hang out with a bunch of depressed broke people. and we get along like two peas in a pod. Yeah. It's great.
Yeah. I know. Comedians are the best.
Yeah, they really are.
They're the best.
I went to a Mel's one time, and it was like five of us, and they're all like out of their minds, funny. And I was like, okay, this is,
yeah,
I'm in.
That's the only reason I don't like Greece is there's no comedians there.
They don't have stand-up?
I mean, I went to an open mic in Greek once just because I was like, I just need to be in the, yeah. I'm not even going to get up. I just kind of want to taste, like get a feel, you know? And I was like sitting in like the front. It was like a coffee shop. And I was like, oh, and my like producer brain is like, why isn't anyone testing the mic? Like, why isn't anyone testing the light? And I was like, okay, relax. Like I'm in Greece. I do things slowly. And then I watched 2 hours of stand-up in Greek. Just smiling, didn't understand one fucking word. One guy made me laugh, though. One guy was so funny that even though I didn't understand one word he was saying, I was laughing the whole time. I was like, that guy's good. He should go to L.A., you know? But it was sad. It actually made me homesick. I was like, that's kind of sad, you know?
Was the environment like a comedy show?
It was like an open mic. It was like, and then I went to one in English. Like, all Greeks, they did it in English, and it was like an open mic, but it was like a full show. And I was like, I liked it better when I couldn't understand it, actually.
It wasn't that good?
I'm like a snob, you know what I mean? I'm just, we're used to the best, you know? Well,
it's in Greece and it's not like, you know.
Yeah.
It's like when you're a really good Greek skateboarder, you're in America.
Yeah, exactly.
Like when I was a really good Australian skateboarder, I was here.
Right, exactly.
Like before then, when I wasn't that good, I was in Australia skateboarding.
Like the really good Greek stand-ups are Yiannis Pavis.
Yeah, we all come. We all know where we're going.
Yeah.
You were left with, what's the deal with Spanakopita?
Yeah.
Like,
that actually would have been good.
Would you ever live there?
I do live there. I live in both places.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And what do you do when you're there?
I teach. I still work. I can work from anywhere.
No, I mean, when you're not working, like, what's Greece like, life like?
Greece is dope. It's
it looks beautiful.
It's
but
amazing.
I don't know if that's like all of Greece.
Well, I've lived there for like 6 months in a row, and then I lived there for 8 months, and then I've been back here for about 5 weeks, and I'm going back next week. And the plan is just to kind of do like 2 months there, 1 month here, 2 months there, 1 month
Shit.
Here. Yeah, it's cool.
I want to steal your job.
It's the greatest blessing that I can work from anywhere.
You can move.
You know? Yeah,
you can
it's
go
just like
still...
my laptop and like I got dumbbells and stuff over
so
there.
So sick.
And yeah, it's fun.
That is awesome.
And it makes me, I like to be in a place where like I don't know what's going on and everything's new. It's like stimulating, you know? And I was in LA for 20 years and it's like, I love LA. It's home. Like Venice Beach is home like forever. But also like it makes me like, I'm just like, this fucking shit again. Like it's just nice to get out and see different shit on your eyeballs and be like, oh, it's not all fucking demonic Hollywood. Like it's not like there's so much more, and it just, I feel healthier there. Like the food there, the air, the water, everything is like,
it's, the water's real clean and
I
shit,
mean
right?
Dude, the Aegean Sea is, it ruins you, you know, like
it's so pretty.
Yeah, you come back here and I'm like, well, I can't. So my mom used to be like, I only swim in the Aegean. I'm like, all right, relax, you know.
That was a pretty
like we
thing
live
to say.
I know, like we
but
live
I'm
in
so
Venice,
sick of
like,
ocean snobs.
Yeah, like relax. But then it's like, then
it's that much better,
but
though.
Then it is, you know, because you go to the like shitty city beach there and it's just crystal clear, like you feel like you're a new human afterwards. And it's like, yeah, I don't want to go swim in the like shit filled Venice Beach afterwards. You know.
I mean, so, it literally does have shit in it.
Yeah, pretty much. Literally.
I feel like a lot of the guys there would be really gross walking around. Am I being racist?
I mean, the guys are gross here, too.
Touche.
Okay. Yeah. The guys are gross everywhere.
Okay, no,
that's
I get that.
Like, but, universal.
So I've never been to Greece, but 20 years ago, I went to Rome, and I just did, like, the tourist shit for a day, and my, like, salient memory, the mental image is... Outside of the Colosseum, there were two guys that were hired to be security guards, and they were just these like Goomba dudes wearing togas. One guy was on a flip phone talking to somebody while the other guy was like talking to women walking past. Yeah. And I was like, oh, this is like ancient Rome meets modern Rome and not in the good way.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely a different vibe for sure. Like they're more outwardly masculine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which, I mean, I'm 41. I'll take the catcalling as long as I can get it. You know what I mean? I'm not going like, oh my God, I'm going, thank you. Thank God. You know? So, you know, yes, 100%.
Mm-hmm. How are the ladies?
Hot. Hell, everyone's hot in Europe. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Is they more in shape?
They don't like work out so much, but they're just like naturally healthier because their food isn't fucking better. Poison.
Right.
So everyone
isn't
just
that crazy.
It's crazy. And you can feel it. And I was like, I wonder if I'm gonna feel it when I go back to America, like the difference in the food. And I was like, don't be so lame. Like I'm gonna be fine.
But you do.
Dude, I came back here and literally within a week, like the my ears were itchy, like my pussy was itchy from the laundry detergent. I was like, everything was like what? I was like, what is happening? I was like, oh yeah, I'm being poisoned. I forgot. So yeah, I mean there's a full difference. 100%.
Man, if I got an itchy pussy,
yeah,
I would probably move back pretty quick.
You know? I know. So I was like, well, I can't live here.
Yeah.
That is a really good reason. That would draw the line at an itchy pussy. From Greece. The detergent.
Well, yeah.
Can you get detergent and bring it back or they won't let you?
I guess you could. Yeah, I mean, I just got like the free and clear or whatever, and then it's fine. But it just everything is just cleaner there, you know. Like there's not so like there's no poison in everything there.
How's your water over there?
Great.
Bottled water.
It's great.
You know that's bad bottled water.
Yes, I know. It's all bad. I know. It's a nightmare.
I saw it on TikTok yesterday.
Yeah, the microplastics.
Yeah.
I know. It's a disaster.
And it's like actually bad water. It's Nestle.
Of course, it's been sitting in a fucking cargo thing on a. I know. Yeah. It's a nightmare. It's all a nightmare.
Yeah, this guy on.
Not you too, Pellegrino.
I know.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
But it's like, what am I going to be like? I'm sorry, I can't drink that water. And then just caught my 80th piece of Nicorette.
But Nicorette's good for you.
Literally, pick your poisons.
I know. But here's the thing. I do feel, I know Liquid Death sponsors everyone, but I get tripped. I'm sure. But I get tripped out on drinking something that says death on it.
What?
You know what I mean?
It's metal.
It is metal. I'm not very metal at all.
Hey, life's a terminal disease.
You are metal. You can deny it all you want, but your metal is fucked.
Thank you. That's a big compliment from you.
Yes, I meant it.
I'm taking it as one.
I didn't mean you had like weird toxins in your body.
No, we're full of heavy metals right now.
I didn't mean that. I know. What you're doing is very inspiring, and you're inspiring the ladies. And you've got like people out there getting fitter and living healthier lives.
Feeling hot is our birthright.
Yeah.
Feeling hot and strong is our birthright.
See, that's my, I agree. That's my lady vibes right there. Cause I feel the same way.
Yeah.
You go, girl.
Thank you. I'm not offended. Yeah. Not at all. I will go. And I am a girl. What?
I signed up and I'm excited to start your class in May.
I'm so excited you signed up. It's going to be awesome.
I've been following you for a really long time.
Really?
Because you're hilarious. Yeah, during COVID.
Oh,
and I saw
gosh.
You just take off and I saw your business take off and you cracked me up. And I'm like, you know, I was feeling so just gross, like not taking care of myself. And then you came up the other day and I'm like, fuck it.
Hell yeah, sign dude.
Up, and I just love you, and I feel like it's going to be fun, and like, why not?
It's going to be fun. Yeah. It will be fun. And I'm so excited.
Yeah, and
thank
I got
you
my
so
friend
much.
To do it, too. So.
And what's your friend's name?
Britta.
Britta?
Yeah.
Britta and Brianna.
Yeah.
We're awesome. We'll put you in a group together.
I want
together.
You to cuss at me like you do all
I will.
Girls.
I promise.
I'm not allowed to join, right?
No.
Right.
Sorry.
Yeah. It's okay.
I'll let you come to like, if you ever want to come to a class, you can make a special appearance.
You just DM me and cuss me out every now and then?
Oh yeah, sure. Is that what
it's
you mean?
What's up, you useless piece of shit?
School of Thought After Dark.
I'll take it. Yeah, I mean.
No, I think you need more love, not more tough love right now.
Yeah, because I am tough love coach.
Yeah, like you got that covered.
I noticed that from when we had the satellite radio show. I was in charge of everybody. And I'd be like, what are you fucking, you know, and people are like, you know what, dude, I really like the way you talk to me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's coming from a loving place, you useless prick.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that, like, that's my coach.
Yeah.
You know, like when I can't do something, that's the voice that I hear.
Yeah.
But since I've had people coach me in positive ways.
Yeah.
Turns out that was just like how I was raised.
Right, right. It was just trauma. Yeah. You're like, oh, okay.
I actually would have preferred a nice encouragement.
Hey, good job, Jason.
I just never heard that before.
I know. Yeah. I think you're entering your like soft girl era right now.
Yeah, I've been in it for a little bit, actually.
You're in. I think that's great.
Yeah, I'm trying. It's funny. I was at the gym today and I listened to some music that I like that's kind of, I listen to a lot of Spanish music now. And some of them are like kind of love songs and stuff. And aww. I was like, wait, this
manifesting.
Is manifesting. Oh, God. But then I went back to Pantera. And Pantera is like pretty racist now that I think about it. Because at the time I didn't know. Like I used to think that the Dukes of Hazzard had a cool logo on their car. I didn't know. I wasn't from here.
Australian.
You know? Yeah. I was like, those guys are badass, man. And then I was like, oh, wow, those guys are racist. And then the singer of Pantera was doing some weird stuff when he got drunk like a couple of years ago. And I was like, oh no, that's not a cool way to walk. He's walking like those soldiers did it when they were in the Nazis. And then he said white power a lot. And I was like, that's not cool. So I got a little thrown off. Mm-hmm. But then there's things that I got from them because his second album was all about doing it yourself and being aggressive, but moving forward in a positive direction. And then when they got bigger, the lyrics were more about just, I think it was more, he was drug influenced and it was more about hating yourself and everything. And then they dropped off. Like, I feel like they really kind of lost it. And he got fat and looked like crap. And, and then the band, like some of them died, some of them were killed.
It was
actually kind of a horrific ending for that band. But at one point, that band was so influential to me that it helped me with my skateboard life. Like, because I just kept listening to that one song where it's not even the whole album. It's just one song where it's an anthem of being driven.
Yeah.
And not racist in any way, just being powerful and being positive and driven.
Yeah.
And I still listen to that. And now it's like confused. Like I was kind of trying to dissect it today in the car where I was like, okay, that song really helped. You know, there's weights I was lifting today where I was like, you know, one more, you know what I mean? And I've got that thing pumping in my head. And I'm like, God damn, you're going to do one more. And it helps.
Yeah.
It does help.
Yeah.
And then when it's done and I turn it off, I'm like, okay, so when somebody cuts you off in traffic, no more determination. You don't have to be like, motherfucker, like, you know, you don't know what I just did or what I went through. Like, it's back to being cool. So I have more of a brighter, like I have a broader, like span of music and influence, so I can pick and choose which one suits me and suits other people when I'm around them.
Yeah, because it's not like all or nothing, you know. Like addicts were very all or nothing about everything, you know.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's this and that, like be in the gray. Like you can listen to Taylor Swift or whatever.
Yeah,
also,
I won't do that. That's going a little bit far. Not. But I'll listen to Britney Spears. I can get down with Britney still. Yeah, I'm into that. But yeah, I feel like I was very close-minded when I was younger. So it's very hard for me to understand other people's positions if I've only listened to Pantera and Metallica for the last 20 years.
Yeah.
Now that I've understood all these other things where and not just heard them, appreciated them.
Yeah.
Like I love a lot of music where I don't even know what they're saying. You know? Like I listen to Mark Anthony. I don't know what the hell he's saying in his new album.
Yeah.
It might be better that way.
I feel it. What?
It might be better that way. Same as Greek open micers, you know. My wife listens to a bunch of like French pop and you're like, man, these guys are every single one of these bands is amazing. And then they dabble in English. You're like, these guys are morons.
Yeah.
We're giving them way too much credit.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how romantic Spanish people are.
Didn't? Yeah.
Spanish singers are very romantic.
It's kind of their thing.
Yeah, they're good at it.
Yeah, they're good at sex.
Yeah, I like them.
Yeah.
All right, we should probably stop. So thanks for being
on the
show.
Thank you for having me so much.
If you're a lady and you want to get fit, where do you go?
You can go to my Instagram at Stacia Patwell. And we have a new session starting May 13th that Brianna is going to be doing. And enrollment ends on May 8th. And if you can't catch that one, we run them every 9 weeks. So the next one will be in July.
Awesome. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Want to see more Jason Ellis Show? Go to our Patreon, patreon.com/EllisMate. Have a good one, everybody. Don't die.